Good afternoon, everybody. Man, I am so excited to be here to show you guys how to set up DevOps pipelines for whatever language you want. Now, before we begin, let me do a quick intro. So, my name is Abel Wang. I'm a cloud developer advocate specializing in DevOps. So, what exactly is a cloud developer advocate? That's a big old fancy title, right? Really, what I do is I write code. I eat, drink, live writing code. It makes me ridiculously happy. It totally defines who I am. I'm that weirdo at Microsoft, right? After a long, stressful day at work of writing code. The way I relax is I go back home, I play with my dog, talk to my wife, sit down on the couch, pull out my laptop, and then write more code, because that's what I love to do, right? All right, so some recent roles that I've had, I've been a process consultant, a certified Scrum Master, I've been an ALM Ranger, I've written code with the VSTS team. My area of specialty is definitely around DevOps, general app dev, Visual Studio, and of course, Azure. Now, some fun stuff about me. Back in the day, I used to be a rock star, or thank you. Or at least in my mind, I thought I was a rock star. Apparently I wasn't very good, because instead of rocking San Francisco with my guitar, I'm at GDC talking about DevOps, right? So there's that. Also, I'm a runner, and one of my ultimate goals is to run a marathon on top of the Great Wall of China. So I'm training really hard, because I don't want to be this guy in the red throwing up. Yeah, don't want to be that guy. I'm also part of Donovan Brown's team, where we are 5 DevOps practitioners, and our sole goal is to help you get into Azure easier. All right, so DevOps for any language. Visual Studio Team Services, that is the ultimate DevOps solution into Azure. And now we've made it ridiculously easy to go from nothing at all to a full end-to-end DevOps project in the language that you picked. So what's in a DevOps project? You get a team project in Visual Studio Team Services. You get sample code in the language that you picked in a Git repo. You get a CI/CD pipeline that takes a sample app, builds it, runs all the unit tests, and if everything looks good, deploys it all the way out into infrastructure that it provisioned for you out in Azure. And the most amazing thing is, you get all of this with just a couple of clicks. Let me show you. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to jump into the Azure portal where we can create one of these DevOps projects. Now the first thing we're going to do is say, let's create a DevOps project. Now, once this page comes back, and this is my most favorite page ever, Azure's going to ask you, what language do you want to choose? And this freaking rocks, because we've got .NET, of course, Java, Node, PHP, and also Python, with more languages to come, right? This is living proof. We ain't your daddy's Microsoft anymore, man. Whatever language you want to use in Azure, we are going to try to enable it. So right now, these are the languages that we provide, with more languages to come. Now, I'm going to go ahead and choose .NET, and I'm going to choose .NET Core. Next, it's going to ask me, what infrastructure in Azure do you want to provision? Now, we can choose a web app running on a Linux machine, we can deploy into containers, and we can deploy into virtual machines. Now, I'm just going to go ahead and choose web app for Windows, and now it's going to ask me, what instance of Visual Studio Team Services do you want to use? You can create a brand new one directly from here, or use an existing one. Now I'm going to choose my demo account. So let me go ahead and find that. Here we go. And let's give this project a name. So we'll call this Able GDC. And now we get to choose the region that we want to deploy our resources in Azure. We could choose South Central, but since we're on the West Coast, I'm going to choose West US 2, click on Done, and bam, That is literally all we need to do. We can now kick back, relax, and just let Azure do its thing. Azure is now going to create a team project for us in VSTS. It's going to create the sample app in the language that we picked, and it's going to put it into the Git repo. It's going to go ahead and build out the CI/CD pipeline that makes sense for the language that we picked, and when it's all done, it'll go ahead and deploy it into the infrastructure that it provisioned out in Azure. And when you're done, you get a portal that looks like this, where now you can see everything that it created. On the left-hand side, we've got our CI/CD pipeline, where we have deep links into VSTS for our build, our release pipeline, and also our source code. On the right-hand side, we've got deep links into all the infrastructure that it created for us out in Azure. Now let's go ahead and take a look at our source code. We'll click on this deep link. It'll take us directly into Visual Studio Team Services, where here is our Git repo. And you can see we've created sample code in the language that we picked. The language that we picked this time happened to be .NET Core. Let's go ahead and check out our build. In our build, we create a build pipeline for you that makes sense for the language that we picked. So in this case here, we created a build pipeline that makes sense for .NET Core because that's the language that I picked. If I chose Python or Ruby or PHP or Java, we would build you out a pipeline that made sense for the language that you picked. Next, we also create for you a release pipeline. A release pipeline that makes sense for the language that you picked. Now today, this internet connection is a little slow, so it's going to take a while for us to actually be able to see this. But when it finally comes back, what you'll notice is it's going to be a release pipeline. We can dive in and take a look at it. And this pipeline is going to have one environment that we deploy to. And once again, a pipeline that makes sense for the language that we picked. We chose .NET Core deployed into Azure App Service into Azure. So bam, everything is there, ready for you. There's nothing more for you to configure. There's nothing more for you to install or do anything else. Everything just works. So now, if we go back into our portal and click on our application endpoint, bam, you can see that our app, our sample app, has already been deployed out into Azure. Nothing more for you to configure or to do whatever you need to. However, you still have full ability to customize the CI/CD pipeline to do whatever you need it to do. So the first thing that developers usually tell me or ask about is, that's great for your sample app, but how do you get your code into this entire thing? And I'll show you. Let's jump into our Git repo again. And this right here is just a Git repo. So there's nothing stopping us from coming in here, cloning this repo onto our hard drive, deleting everything, copying my code on here, uploading it, and then it will kick off the build in the release pipeline, right? So you can do that. But there's also another way. My actual application that I want to stick into Azure, it happens to sit in GitHub already. So I can just use that. And let me show you what I mean. Let's go to my build pipeline. So here's my build pipeline. And when this comes up, we'll go ahead and edit this build pipeline. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to look at where we get our source. And instead of using the Git repo in Visual Studio Team Services, we're going to say, let's go ahead and use the Git repo in GitHub. Now, it needs my personal access token. So let me add my token. I think that's my token. We'll find out. Click authorize, and bam. Now we've connected VSTS to my GitHub repo. So now I can choose my repository, which is my Mercury web application. And I want to build my master branch. Let's go ahead and save it, queue it. And bam, once again, I'm totally done. Now it's going to go get the latest code from GitHub, It's going to build it, compile it, run unit tests, and if everything looks good, it's going to automatically deploy it into Azure. It is literally just that easy. All right, so I've shown you how you can add your code in here, but what if we needed to customize the build and release pipeline, right? The application that I just added from GitHub is quite a bit more complex than the app that comes out of the box in our sample app, right? The sample app is just a little web app. My real app sitting in GitHub consists of three parts. It has a .NET Core part, but that's a REST API that I want to run in a Kubernetes cluster as a Docker container on a Linux machine. It also has an ASP.NET web front end and also an iOS mobile application. So can I take this build, customize it, tweak it to make it build all of that? And of course the answer is yes, or I wouldn't have asked it live, right? All right, so the way that you customize your builds in VSTS is just a task runner. So all you need to do is add or remove tasks. Now, out of the box, VSTS comes with hundreds of tasks that you can just download and start using. Now, if what you want to do happens to not exist out of the box, first thing I would do is check the marketplace. The marketplace, our partners have created over 500 build and release tasks. Download what you need, find what you need, download it, and hooray for that, you're done. And if what you want to do doesn't exist out of the box and doesn't exist in the marketplace, it is trivial to create your own custom build and release tasks as well. All that is PowerShell or Node.js. So what that means is anything you do from the command line, you can easily do with a custom task as well. It really is that simple. So I'm not going to sit here and drag tasks around. That's kind of boring. So I'm going to go ahead and show you what my finished build looks like. I use one build agent. This agent is a hosted Windows agent to build my ASP.NET front end. I use another agent, and this time I'm using one of our hosted Mac agents to build my iOS application. And after it builds my iOS app, it will go ahead and run my automated UI tests in Visual Studio App Center. And finally, I use a Linux agent to build my .NET Core REST API. Now, after it creates my REST API and compiles everything, I need to have this be in a Docker image. So what I do is I create a Docker image, and then when I'm done, it'll take this Docker image and deploy it into Azure Container Registry. And when it's done, it will send it down through the release pipeline. And we can do the same type of stuff for our release pipelines. Now, out of the box, the release pipeline, it's a simple release pipeline, but we can customize this. Instead of just a dev environment, maybe we want to go into QA. Maybe we then, from here, we want to go into prod. We also want, this is just our web front end, right? We also want the ability to deploy my REST API, so we can create parallel deployments, and we'll call this my REST API-dev, and I can also create parallel deployments for my mobile application as well. So once again, I'm not going to make you guys watch me actually do that, that's boring, but this is what my release ends up looking like, where I have three parallel deployments. One for my web application, one for my REST API, and one for my mobile application. Now, for my web app, the tasks that I'm using, they're going to be tasks that make sense to deploy my web application. And Azure App Service task that deploys to Azure App Service, I deploy my database schema, and then I run a bunch of automated UI tests as well. If I go ahead and look at my REST API. My REST API, remember, I'm deploying a container into a Kubernetes cluster. So I'm using a kubctl task to deploy into my Kubernetes cluster. And finally, for my mobile, I'll go ahead and use Azure App Service or Azure App Center to deploy my application to my iOS app to my alpha testers, my beta testers, and eventually all the way out to the App Store itself. So here you go. Three parallel deployments into three completely different systems. With Visual Studio Team Services, you absolutely can do that. Now usually, the next thing that I do is I go ahead and set up approval gates. So before and after every environment, we have the ability to add manual approvers, right? And these are people that have to physically click approve before it can flow through the gate. But in VSTS, today we also have the ability to create automated approval gates based off of continuous monitoring. So let me show you what I mean. Let's go ahead and add an automated deployment gate. And out of the box, we have four types of gates that we can add. One of them is a work item query gate that queries for work items to determine if the gate should pass or fail. So one of the ways that we use this in-house with the VSTS team is we do a query for blocking bugs. And if there are any blocking bugs, bam, we stop that release right then and there. Another type of automated approval gates that you can add is by using Application Insights. So it's querying using Azure Monitoring. So we use Application Insights to monitor your application that's running in Azure. And if there are too many alerts, bam, once again, we kill that release right then and there. And finally, the next two, Invoke REST API and Invoke Azure Function. These are extensibility points that you can use to create your automated approval gates. So it will call a REST API or invoke it in Azure Functions, and in there, you can write whatever code you need to create whatever type of gates that you need to. So the way that I've used this is I was recently at a hospital where they had a very interesting rule. They were physically, literally not allowed to deploy into production unless they had a physical piece of paper signed and uploaded into DocuSign. Now I knew DocuSign had a REST API that you could call to see if the document has been passed or not. So what I did was I created an Invoke REST API gate, and this is what it ended up looking like. We first deployed into dev, everything worked. We deployed into QA, everything worked. But at the end of QA, that's when I created my automated deployment gate, where you set up your gates, you get to set up what the polling frequency is going to be, and also how long you're going to run your gates. So I said, let's run this gate for 48 hours, and let's poll every 5 minutes. So the first time it polled, the document still hasn't been signed yet. 5 minutes later, I poll again, document still hasn't been signed. The third time, 15 minutes later, I go ahead and poll, and guess what? The document has been signed. So because of that, it automatically passes through the gate, and we start deploying into production. So using automated approval gates, it helps us deploy faster, yet safer. So there you go. This is what the power of VSTS and Azure can give you. We are the only cloud vendor that makes it so incredibly easy to go from nothing at all to a full end-to-end 100% customizable pipeline. And the key is 100%. All right. Thank you all very, very much.